Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. You're a detective sergeant. You're assigned a robbery detail. You get a call that downtown hotel has been held up by a bandit who carries a sawed-off shotgun. Your job, find him.
Dragnet, documented drama of an actual crime. For the next 30 minutes, in cooperation with the Los Angeles Police Department, you will travel step by step on the side of law through an actual case transcribed from official police files. From beginning to end, from the crime to punishment, Dragnet is the story of your police force in action. It was a Sunday afternoon on October 9th. It was cool in Los Angeles. We were walking the night watch out of robbery detail. My partner's Frank Smith. My name's Friday. We were on our way out from the office, and it was 2:06 a.m. when we got to the corner of Cinnabar Street and Grand Avenue, the Britain Hotel.
Well, I done what he told me. I figured there was no point in getting myself all rolled up. Didn't see where that would be helping matters.
Yes, sir.
Whatever he said, I done it. Hey, you fellas looking for a room?
Police officers, this is Frank Smith. My name's Friday.
Are you from robbery?
That's right.
Roberts, 1016.
You answered the call?
Yeah, the description's out. Metro's sending a couple of cars to help us look for the suspect.
All right, good.
Anything else I can do for you?
No, not right now.
Okay, I'll take care of the report.
Thank you, we'll check with you.
Right.
You know, I sure would have been wrong about you two.
What's that?
I never would have guessed you was cops.
Oh.
Salesman, that's what I put you guys down for.
I see.
Ladies ready to wear. Guess I would have missed the boat this time.
Will you tell us about the holdup, please?
I thought those other officers already let you in on it.
We'd like to get details from you if we could.
Oh well. I ain't got nothing better to do. Stuck here till 7 a.m. anyhow.
Wonder if we could have your name?
Boxer. Tom Boxer.
That's B-O-X-E-R.
That's it. You know, just like a dog.
Uh-huh. What time the robbery take place?
45 minutes ago. Long around 1:20, somewhere in there.
Uh-huh.
Was it 1:30? I'm sure of that.
Oh.
See, I was listening to the radio. Stan Swift.
Who's that?
You know, Stan Swift. He's on every night, midnight till 6, 7 nights on a week.
Oh, yeah.
The night goes swifter with Swift, that's how he puts it.
Uh-huh.
Gives it time to signal every hour and every half hour. Remember him giving the 1 a.m.? Hadn't given the 1:30 yet, so it must have been around, 1:20 when this fella came into the hotel.
What'd he do?
Walked up to the desk.
Yes, sir.
I didn't even know he was there, not at first.
Uh-huh.
I was sitting down in that chair. Kinda had my back away from the door. Didn't hear him neither on account of being plugged in.
What was that?
To my radio.
Oh, I see.
This here gadget, see? See?
Uh-huh.
Fits in your ears like so.
Yeah, I understand.
Lets you listen without waking nobody up. Other end attacks set like so.
Uh-huh.
You mean that, sir, radio?
Sure is. You ain't seen this kind before, huh?
No, sir.
Transistor.
Oh.
That's why they call it Regency Transistor. Ain't got no tubes. That's what makes it so small, you see? Carry it around in your pocket if you got a mind to.
I see.
Really good tone, though. Plenty of volume if you want to let it out.
Yes, sir. Now, if you just tell us about the robbery, would you, Mr. Boxer, please?
Well, ain't that what I've been doing?
Yes, sir. You said this man walked up to the desk.
That is right. Maybe stood there a couple seconds before I sensed him?
Uh-huh.
Unplugged myself, got up and asked him if he wanted a room. He said he did. Single.
Yes, sir.
Checked the boxes to see what was vacant. Had my back to him while I was checking. Didn't notice him opening up his satchel.
Uh-huh.
Must have been carrying the gun there in the satchel. Anyway, I turned around to register him. Found myself staring into the barrel. Shotgun it was.
All right, go ahead, please.
This is a stick-up, he says. Do what I tell you and you won't get hurt. I don't know if he meant business or not, and I sure didn't aim to test him to find out.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir, I said. You just tell me what you want and I'll do it.
Yeah.
I ain't no coward, you understand, but I ain't no hero either. Especially when I'm facing up to a shotgun.
Sure.
Like the man says, only real heroes are dead heroes.
To be continued.